Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. This is the Depo Provera helpline. This is a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. I
Hello.
have a new claimant on the line, Tatiana Cohen.
Okay, thank you. I can help her.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Ms. Cohen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And it is Tatiana, T-A-T-I-A-N-A?
Yes.
And Cohen, C-O-W-A-N, correct?
Yes.
And ma'am, is your phone number 404-863-5505?
Yes.
Okay. Well, hi, Ms. Cohen. My name is Randy Reese, and I am on a recorded line. And I understand you'd like to see if you qualify to meet the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's get started and see if I can help you with this. So you do want to see if you meet the criteria. I'll take that as a yes. Ma'am, Tatiana, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes, I affirm that I have not done any of that.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And ma'am, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, poor thing. What was your date of diagnosis?
July 18, 2023.
7-18-2023. I'm going to write that down because we refer to that a couple more times. Bear with me. Thank you. 07-18 of 2023. Thank you, ma'am. And Ms. Cohen, what is your date of birth?
December 6, 2002.
December 6, 2002?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'll get through this just as quickly as I can. I know it's can be tough at times to relive some of this, and I'm so, so sorry that you had to go through. Did you consume the brand name Depo Provera, the contraceptive?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And so you did use the Depo, you didn't use the generic, is that correct?
Yes, I used the Depo injection.
Okay, thank you. Did you use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. And within that year, within any 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you got diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
When do you think you started using Depo, to the best of your memory?
In January 2021.
Okay. Beginning of the month, middle of the month, do you think?
I believe the beginning of the month in January.
Okay. So I'll put January 5th, 2021. Is that acceptable?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. And when do you think you stopped using it? Now, think about your diagnosis date, because you probably stopped using it, you know, obviously.
In July. So,
there you go. You got it.
July 23.
Okay. And about the beginning of the month, middle of the month, what do you think?
The middle of the month.
So like July 15th?
Yeah, I got diagnosed on the 18th, so that's when we immediately stopped. Right.
Of course. Good for you. Good for you. Okay. Let me just do this. There's a couple places where I have to copy and paste, so that's just what I'm doing. As I mentioned, 5505. And I'm also, before I forget, sending you that text message, as I promised. And it's got all my contact information in it, so if you later on should have any questions, or again, like I said, if you want to pass on my name and number to any other ladies that have questions about the depot, please feel free to do so. But most importantly, this is going to be a way for you to follow up with me should you need to later, okay? There, you should have received that Randy Reese, just like the peanut butter cups, ma'am, and thank you.
All right.
Now, the main injury here is you were diagnosed with meningioma, and can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And one more time, this is for the form. Please spell your first name for me, Tatiana.
T-A-T-I-A-N-A.
Gotcha. And again, for the form, please spell your last name for me, Ms. Cohen.
C-O-W-A-N.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there any suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No suffix.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And I have TatianaCohen@outlook.com as your email address.
Yes.
And then I have 404-863-5505. Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
I would say you can get me best at my email or text messages if I do not answer the phone.
Okay. And then what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, preferably. I'm usually up in the morning time, and I go to work, like, after 3.
Okay. And what is your address, please?
2927 Leisure Springs Circle, Decatur, Georgia, 30034.
You thought you got me, but I got it. 2927 Leisure Springs Circle, Decatur, in DeKalb County, Georgia. Is there any apartment number or anything to that, ma'am?
No.
Okay. Good job. And where did you get diagnosed at, or who's the doctor that diagnosed you?
The doctor who diagnosed me?
Yes, ma'am.
Not the one who injected me, the one who diagnosed me.
Correct.
It was Dr. Hiroshi.
Hiroshi. And where was that located? What hospital?
At Emory University Hospital.
Oh, Emory University. That's a good one. Okay, hold on. I'm on Google, so I'm just going to get what I need here. And if I can't find it, I'll ask you. Emory University Hospital. Was it Ira Horowitz by chance? No.
What you talking about? Who diagnosed me?
Yeah.
The doctor who diagnosed me was Mr. Starbuck.
Okay. Starbuck, like the coffee?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I believe you. I'm like the peanut butter cups. How could I say anything any different? And there it is. Okay. I found it right off the bat. Yeah, I got it right here. Thank you. Okay. Oh. I tell people my last name is Reese, so they'll remember my name because everybody knows the peanut butter cups. Okay.
Yeah,
now,
I'm
did
sorry,
you? I'm sorry. Was she? Did you go to see her, Dr. Starbuck, on Decatur, or did you see her at Emory University?
At Emory University Hospital.
Okay, I got
you
it.
Want the address?
No, it's I think it's 1364 Clifton Road, Northeast.
Yes.
Okay. Because she has
East Atlanta.
Yes, in Atlanta. She has a office as well. And it's yeah, it's common though for most of them to, well, they all have a primary facility like the hospital that they work at. Even my doctor does here. Okay, hold on. I'm just copying and pasting. It's got everything I need here. The phone number, the name, everything.
Uh-huh.
I wish my hospital had as good a ratings as your doctor does. Okay. I really mean that. Okay. Now, as far as treatment goes, did you get treatment by Dr. Starbuck, or tell me about your treatment?
I had to take medication, interferon.
Okay. Did you get, was that medication prescribed by Dr. Starbuck or a different doctor?
It was prescribed by her.
Okay. So she's the one that was in charge of your treatment too then?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for telling me. Like I said, she's a good doctor. So I'm just going to copy and paste all this and bring it down. Sometimes they ship them off to another place. The patients, that is.
Yeah.
Depending on, honestly, the severity. Now, had you ever had any cancer diagnosis prior to you getting the meningioma here?
No.
Thank you. And then those medications that Dr. Starbuck, did she prescribe you anything to take home? Like
interferon.
Just meds or anything like that?
Yeah, I had took interferon.
Interferon and any pain-relieving medications?
No.
Okay. And where did you go to get the interferon refill? Did you go to Walgreens? Where'd you go? Walmart?
Walgreens.
That's where I go to. Okay, hold on. And you go to Walgreens. Do you go to the one near your house?
Yeah, it's on Wesley Chapel.
Okay, hold on. We're just about done. And you said it's on West Chapel?
Wesley Chapel.
Oh, Wesley. Okay. Wesley Chapel. There it is.
Yeah.
I got it. 584. Oh, I should have just asked you. I found it on the internet. Okay. We're good, though. It's got their phone number and everything. Okay. Now, do you have a copy of your medical records? If can you, or can you confirm for me that they do exist so that we'd be able to pull your medical records for this claim?
Yes, they do exist.
Okay. And then I need your social security number. This is in order to be able to pull your medical records.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 667-185986.
Thank you, ma'am. And then in the event that we do need your assistance getting the medical records, you could provide those electronically or via mail, however they prefer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how are you doing now? Now, the surgeries, did you have surgery?
Yes, I did have surgery.
Okay. Did you have any chemo?
Any chemotherapy?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't have needed it, but it just sometimes they would do it as a preventative measure.
A chemotherapy can?
Well, did they remove the meningioma from you?
Yes.
Okay. No, because meningioma is usually benign. There was no cancer, right?
Repeat it one more time.
There was no cancer, correct?
No, I did not have cancer.
Correct. Meningioma generally does not. In rare cases, it does, but very, very rare. Okay. I'm sorry. You clipped off there at the end.
That I had a tumor.
Yes. No, I know exactly what it is. They've just recently expanded this claim. You would have been able to file a claim prior to, but now they're accepting tumors on the lady's spines, too. And they weren't up until about a week ago. And I'm just looking over this document. So far, so good. Okay, we do request an emergency contact. This would be in the event that something unfortunate happens to you. This would be only in the case that we cannot get a hold of you. So can you give me the name, first name of somebody, who they are, friend, family, or foe? If they can use your email and your address, that would be fine. But you could give me a first name, please.
From my family or something?
It could be anybody you want. It could be a friend. It doesn't matter. Just somebody that if we had to say, and hey, look, we're trying to get a hold of Tatiana, she hasn't responded to us. And this would be only for an extended period of time.
Okay, you can use 803-991-8298.
And who is that?
That's my friend, Kayla.
Kayla. And she's your friend. Okay. And Kayla, in the event something were to happen to you, we'll have access to your email, correct?
Yes.
Make sure she does. Nothing's going to happen to you, though.
Yes.
You're going to be fine. Okay. Hold on. We're just about done. Just about done. Just make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay. Now, have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Are you talking about for my doctor?
No, just have you ever signed documents electronically? Has anybody ever sent you documents and said, hey, sign this?
Yeah, I know how
to. Oh, okay. Okay, good. I do have a firm, and I'm going to give you the attorney's name and everything, but first, I'm going to send you a document right now. I'm going to send it via text as well as email. And what this is just basically to get the ball rolling. And once you've signed this document, the attorneys will have your document, but just a couple questions that you haven't asked me. The way these torts work, each case is based on its individual merits, meaning it's not like a class action suit. So this should be a really good lawsuit for you. And The fees are 60% to you, 40% to the attorneys, only in the event that they're successful in your claim. In the event that they're unsuccessful in their claim, there will be no out-of-pocket expense to you whatsoever. So this will never cost you anything out of your own pocket. And at the same time, I do want to thank you for participating in this claim, because the only way you're going to help other ladies, you know, not get ill, not get what you had to go through, is by participating in this claim. So that I personally want to thank you for. Now, you should have, let me check. I don't think you've gotten the document yet, have you?
Nope.
No, you haven't gotten it yet. I'm going to send it right now. Sorry. I got to talking. Okay, it's spinning on my end. Here it comes, Tatiana. Spinning. You should have it. It'll come via text as well as it'll come via email. Go ahead and open that up.
You sent it to me in a text message?
As well as email, correct.
Okay, let me see.
And it says Randall Reese, if you see that. I know my name is, I go by Randy.
Okay, let me see. You want me to click on it?
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead and open it up. I want you to go ahead and go through the whole thing, and let's get you filed so we get your claim in.
Okay.
Now, once you open that up, you're going to have a little box that's going to ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically. Do you see that? Okay.
Yes.
Anything that you're going to want to do is going to be highlighted in yellow. So other than check that little box and hit continue. And then in the upper right-hand corner, there's a yellow. It says start. Touch that.
All right.
Then once you've done that, there's a little arrow down there. Once you touch that and hit next, a box is going to pop up. Do you see where you draw your signature in that box?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Press
the begin. Okay, I'm doing it right now.
And then once you get the signature in the box, make sure you hit adopt and sign down in the corner.
Okay.
And then once you've done that, hit next in the upper left-hand corner. Well, you're going to want to touch the eye and then hit next.
Okay.
And then the last one will be finished. So there's only like three signatures on this.
Okay.
Okay, give it a second and it'll come back to me. I get a little notification here in a second. You're on the dock. I see that. It's a little slow. You're going to get a message that says completed, all complete when you're done.
Signing.
You got it. I got the message. Okay. Now, the first text message I sent you again is my name and number. The second one that I just sent you, I'm sending right now. This is Pulaski. This is the name of your attorney. These are the guys that are representing this case. That you're actually able to go onto Google and look them up. They're very, very good. The other thing I would tell you is if you're curious, you didn't ask me. I'm not allowed to talk dollar amounts. But if you're curious, you could go onto Google and see what the average settlement is for these Depo Provera claims. Now, Tatiana, no amount of money is going to make up for any difference with what you had to go through. But yet at the same time, if you can get a little bit of justice, maybe have, you know, a little bit of pleasure from some sort of settlement, it'll help. But nothing's going to make up for what you had to go through.
Yes.
So I do really. Go ahead. They will. The attorneys will. The attorneys we work with.
Okay.
So you won't.
I do not.
But you can go onto Google and see what the average settlement is and check it out for yourself. But that is a conversation you can have with the attorneys when they reach out to you. I'm only the intake specialist. I wish I could talk dollar amounts, but I'm not allowed to. But you'll be fine.
Okay.
You'll be fine. This is worth your participation.
That's right here.
Pardon me?
This is you texting me right here where it says about the your Randall at MassTort.
Yes, MassTort Strategies. That's me. Correct. So hang on to that information, okay? And basically what will happen is the other guys from the 909 number, they'll reach out to you, and that's just going to be an introductory call. It'll only take a second. But other than that, we've got your paperwork. They'll have everything. And If there's anything else, please let me know. And if I need anything else, I'll reach out to you. And other than that, I do again want to thank you for participating in the claim and tell you to have a blessed day. Unless you have any questions, I am done.
When should they reach back out to me, or like when should I know
something? Oh, within the next day or so. Within the next day or two.
Okay, so probably not tomorrow, but maybe the day after and stuff.
Maybe even today. It's like they tell us to give it 24 to 48 hours, but I've heard of them reaching out in the same day. But it is kind of late today, so more than likely tomorrow or the next day. But they'll leave you a message if they miss you.
Okay, so we should know, like, if everything had got started or if the process is getting started or anything.
You've already started the process, ma'am.
Oh, okay, okay. That's good. Thank
okay.
you.
Oh, no worries. Okay. You have a blessed day, like I said, and thank you for participating.
All right.
Thank you. Tatiana, take care, okay?
All right. Thank you, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, ma'am.